The title of today's address is Enough is Enough. The title came to me some months ago when I was chatting with a young lady from Ukraine. Somehow the subject of minimalism came up. We chatted about materialism and we were discussing what do we need to do in order to live a reasonably comfortable life. We're told that in ancient times, Buddhist monks and nuns were expected to take everything they owned with them, wherever they went, just as a bird takes only its wings with it, wherever it goes. Now that ideal seems to be out of the question for most of us. A little easier would be to try Dave Bruno's 100 Things Challenge. The goal here is to combat materialism, consumerism, by keeping only 100 personal items. And you don't have to take into account shared household goods. But even that is not as simple as it sounds. What about socks and vests and underwear? Do 10 pairs of socks count as one? So what do you do if you're trying to live within the principle, enough is enough? I challenge myself and any one of us here to look around and count all the things we own. You might be surprised and shocked at the numbers. Could any of us manage to get by with even as few as 500 items? We can do the count when we get home. It's not so much a matter of numbers, it's a matter of whether we can decide to live in a way which helps us sustain life on this planet. Buying only what we really need. Passing on anything we own that's not really loved or cared for and used. And making sure that everything we do own is put to use right up to the end of its working life. We've all come across the maxim, reduce, reuse, recycle. Especially the important one, reduce. Before buying anything, ask, do I really need this? Do I really need this? So the first message for today, enough is enough. Because the future of life on Earth depends on the day-to-day actions of each one of us. But then we come to the events of recent weeks and months, and we think of the words enough is enough in a political context. We here in the Unitarian Church are a gentle, loving people, as the next hymn will remind us. We believe in freedom and reason. We don't impose a creed. We practice tolerance. But that doesn't mean that we see no difference between right and wrong. Everyone who bothers to think must see the difference between right and wrong, between honesty and dishonesty, between truth and lies. But sometimes we're inclined to let things be. We avoid the difficult conversation, afraid of the consequences, even the purely economic consequences, of taking a stand for what we know to be right. Which raises the question, what price do we place on our souls? Because this letting things be can have disastrous consequences. We all know the story of the frog and the pot of water. A frog is dropped into a pot of water. The water is slowly heated. The frog adapts to the rising temperature until it's too late. The water reaches boiling point and the frog dies. Now, if you were to take another frog and drop it into a pot of already boiling water, frog number two would jump out instantly and be saved. Looking at the world today, I believe we are like the first frog in this story. We are adapting to a low temperature rise. We're becoming acclimatized to a slow, creeping moral decline. The slow acceptance of the unacceptable. We're surrounded by reasons for us to call out loudly and often, enough is enough. Enough is enough when we see war and destruction. Enough is enough when we are witnesses to genocide, the bombing of schools and homes and hospitals, the targeting of civil infrastructure. We could become immune to these daily horrors, but we mustn't let this happen. Enough is enough when we contemplate global warming. The evidence is all around us. Dangerous thresholds are being passed. The point of no return is almost upon us. The planet is in peril. And all the while, people who have the power to stop this slide into oblivion, dispute and ignore the clear scientific evidence, the madness of it all. Enough is enough when it comes to today's unconscionable expenditure on weapons. 75 years ago, when weapons cost a fraction of what they do today, Dwight D. Eisenhower of the United States said this: every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired, signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. He goes on, this world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its labourers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. And he concludes, this is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. Humanity hanging from a cross of iron. Words of Dwight D. Eisenhower. Enough is enough of the undoing of the principles of diversity, equality and inclusion. We fought long and hard for equal entitlements for women and men, equal rights for members of the LGBTQ+ community, equal respect for all people, regardless of race, colour, creed, or whatever other differences make up the variety of humanity. There should be no going back. There can be no going back. And what about the unprecedented disparity in wealth between the ultra-rich and the average person, not to mention the dreadfully poor? According to the World Inequality Report 2026, fewer than 60,000 people, less than the number of people it would take to fill Croke Park, 60,000 people control 3 times as much wealth as the entire bottom half of all humanity. 60,000 people controlling 3 times as much wealth as the entire bottom half of all humanity. Enough is enough. Political violence, the assassination of leaders, is never justified, whatever differences there may be. And when it comes to name-calling, treating political opponents with contempt, the use of language in politics which would be unacceptable even in a late-night drunken bar room, enough is enough. And there are so many other reasons why we need to collectively call a halt. The sidetracking of the United Nations, the taking over of countries by force, the curbing of freedom of the press, the undermining of confidence in electoral systems, the use of war and the threat of war, alternating with the promise of peace, to manipulate the markets to the advantage of people in the know, and the offence of calling upon God to support campaigns of destruction and death. God is supposed to approve of this? Enough is enough. Now, thankfully, we in this country have been spared much of this drift into right-wing extremism. I think we can safely say that despite the differences, the people we have elected, they have in mind the common good. But when we look around, we can't afford to be complacent. We must be ever watchful. And it's encouraging to see a reaction against right-wing politics beginning to emerge, just at a time when we might have been tempted to give up hope. We've been crying out, looking out for moral leadership in the world. And in an extraordinary twist of fate, we see Pope Leo XIV appearing on the scene, and he from the troubled US. The new Pope has managed to capture the imagination of non-believers and believers alike when he speaks out courageously against greed, inhumanity and war. Now, any of us here might ask, what has this got to do with me? After all, I'm not a politician. I don't have much power. But each of us has the responsibility to exercise the power that we have. And we're reminded of this by the well-known words of Pastor Martin Niemöller. I'm sure you've all heard this quote many times before, but it's worth repeating here. First, they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. So that each of us set up in our own hearts a boundary line called enough is enough. May we never be afraid to speak out for what we know to be right. Amen.